two candidates are running for an open seat on Milwaukee's Common Council. The city is holding that special election April 1st to fill the vacant seat left by the late Jonathan Brostoff. But what does the Common Council actually do, and how does it affect residents of Milwaukee? To learn more about the Common Council, WUWM's Eddie Morales spoke with City Clerk Jim Ozarski.
I've always been proud to serve at this level of government, and I think it is the most important level of government. And it's because of the proximity that alder people, council members have with their community. They are the most direct level of account. They're the most at touch. You know, I say this all the time. The odds that you're going to see the President of the United States at your local grocery store is approaching none. The odds that you'll see your council member at the grocery store is pretty high. You're going to see them at the mall. You're going to see them at the movies, at church, wherever it may be. And as a result, they become this direct conduit for the concerns of the community, whether they be about development, whether they be about crime, whether they be about perhaps a new alcohol beverage establishment. They are intended to be the most direct representatives of the people that they represent.
How can residents communicate with their elected officials?
Well, there's a number of ways. First of all, we have a website we maintain. Each one of them has a direct email contact that's right there that goes directly to their desks. That we also have a phone directory that is right there that you can use. And you can also write them a letter. We still accept mail on dead trees. So you can send that our way and we respond there. I will say that a well-structured, simple, direct email is one of the most effective ways of communicating. Council members respond very directly to that. They take that, in my experience, very seriously.
How does policymaking and passing legislation work?
It is one of those things that I struggle with. If you've ever seen the famous Schoolhouse Rock, I'm just a bill. There's this idea that people just invent legislation and bring it to a body. They don't. They get in touch with people on their local representative governments. That's where it starts, with an idea. And that idea is very often brought to council members out in public, via email, via letter, whatever it may be. And they go to them and they say, hey, about this, we have a staff here that I'm proud to work with in our Legislative Reference Bureau that researches, says, can we do this? Is this legal? What are other communities doing? They then put those things together in the form of legislation, whether it be a resolution or an ordinance, and then it's introduced to the Common Council. Common Council meets every 3 weeks. It takes in files at a council meeting and then sends it off to a committee. These committees meet during the middle 2 weeks of our cycle, make recommendations, they'll take public testimony, they'll make amendments, they'll do all kinds of things. And then at the end of it, they send it back to council with a final decision. At that point, it's very often referred over to the mayor for his review. And at that point, it usually becomes law.
What district is up for election and what's at stake for that open seat?
It's the third aldermanic district, which is Milwaukee's east side, including portions of River West all the way to the lake. It starts the northern part of downtown right at the lake and makes its way well north up into our northern suburbs to our neighbors to the north. It is as everything. It's a difficult thing when we have a vacancy, and not merely because this vacancy happened under such incredibly tragic circumstances. There are so many things that statute and our local code requires an alderman to weigh in on as a representative. And we hold a lot of things. We are waiting for a lot of things, or they move through a more administrative process. People don't realize that having a council member in place can speed things up. We rely on the knowledge of that council member to expedite matters, and we've not had that. The staff is always on tenterhooks waiting for that new member on matters of licensing, on matters of zoning, and sometimes even as simple as streets. We never, ever want to build a street, reconstruct a street, without providing a level of public input. And that public input is usually facilitated by the local Common Council member. So there are a litany of things that will be piled up for our new representative, whoever he may be.